Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now we want to talk to Kathy Meegan, education reporter for our friends from ctmirror.org. Kathy, good morning. How are
you? Kathy.
Hi there. How are you guys doing?
We're good.
Thank you very much.
Charter schools are the story. And look, charter schools are controversial to a lot of people, but charter schools are saying that their leader is saying they are literally starving for state funds.
Yes, that's right. I mean, basically, the leader of Achievement First, which is Connecticut's largest charter school network, says that they may have to close, they're planning to close one school in New Haven and merge it in with another because basically they're so hard up for funding.
I think they've been running ads on here, I think, saying shouldn't the money follow the child? So in other words, if you put your child in a charter school, shouldn't they get that identical funding to what they'd get in another school, public schools? I think that was part of it.
Right. That's exactly right. Because in Connecticut, there's a separate line item for charter schools. Instead of having the charter school money wrapped into the general education cost sharing fund.
Right.
So as a result, they don't get the same amount as regular public schools get. So they would like to see the funding follow the child. So no matter where your child went, the allotment per child would go with them.
Now, they do get that primary grant, as your story says, of $11,250 per child. But because of other state and local funding, many other traditional schools, public schools, get a lot more money.
Right, they get $3,000 to $4,000 more per student on average. The similar schools that are similar to the sort of urban schools, the way Achievement First is an urban school, they get quite a bit more money. And the charters have been supplementing with philanthropy, but some of that money is really drying up lately. They've had a tougher time.
Kathy, as you take a look at this, let's go back to the very beginning. I mean, this is a reasonably new concept, maybe 20 years, something like that. What is a charter school? And is it to increase the choice that a parent might have?
Yes, it is. It was supposed to give a lot more flexibility for schools. They wouldn't be subject as much to union rules and things like that. And they would have longer days. And they'd use more innovative sort of methods of teaching. And part of the original idea was that they would then share some of that innovation with the public schools, which some critics say just hasn't happened. But part of that may have to do with funding, too. The idea was to give an option for parents other than the traditional public school. And partly, I think, the thought was that the competition would push everybody to improve somewhat.
So
there were sort of there'd be like lab schools where they try out new theories of teaching and maybe, discover some good things along the way.
Is there a time that you envision that charter schools, public schools, will all be fed from the same fund and things will be equal? Or do you think that's a far-fetched dream?
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Two of the legislators I talked to talked about doing, proposing that basically. They're thinking maybe not this year, but not this coming legislative session, but the next one, they might have some legislation along those lines. But in talking also to people who are sort of advocates for traditional public education, I think that there'll be a big fight because unless the state can put a lot more money into education in general, there's the perception that if you give more to charters, traditional schools won't get as much.
Kathy,
that's kind of the struggle. Yeah.
One of the things you have in the story, ctmirror.org, is that a large percentage, I think it's 70%, 80%, are minority and they're poor. Okay, so there is that. That's who benefits. Does the AFT and the CEA, where are they on charter schools?
Well, that's a really good question because I should have talked to them this time around. I think, in general, The unions have not liked charters. I mean, they felt that charters detracted from, in general, what perhaps funding and sort of lifted the focus off the traditional public schools, which really needed help. I'm not exactly sure where they stand right now, and I should find that out. That's an interesting question.
Because a lot of them are non-union, the schools, I do believe.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And there's just that struggle for funding, and teachers' unions have. The other thing is that charters frequently, the teachers don't need to necessarily, they can teach there and not be certified.
Certified, okay. That's a big deal.
Right. And so that was another point of friction.
How much frustration is there, Kathy, among the people with the charter schools? I mean, from the standpoint of, you know, they love what they're doing, but they're not willing to expand it because it seems like they're losing money on the deal.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of frustration. And in talking to Daisha Toll, the head of Achievement First, she was saying that it's so different in New York and in Rhode Island, where the funding is much more equivalent to what the regular schools get. I think it's pretty much the same.
Right.
And they also get a break on the buildings. I mean, in Connecticut, they have to sort of finance whatever the facility is where the school is going to be. In New York, they're given buildings for free in the city, in New York City. So it makes it much more difficult to expand in Connecticut. And they feel that, you know, their kids, and testing shows that their kids in general, at least at Achievement First, it varies from school to school, exceed similar kinds of kids in city schools in terms of testing.
Whoa.
Although there's some, conflict over whether that's actually the case.
Yeah, I know.
Whether the kids are the same. But yeah, there's a lot of frustration, I would say, and this feeling that they've been doing this for a long time and that it's time that these are public schools and these are Connecticut kids, and why doesn't the state fund them similarly, regular public schools?
It'll be interesting to see where this goes. Kathy Meegan from CTMirror.org. Great to have you on. Don't be a stranger.
Thanks very much. Great to talk to you.
Appreciate it.
You.
Bye-bye.
CTMirror.org. And, for example, she talks about the funding for, basically charter schools in, for example, New York and Rhode Island.
Well, look,
and
it is higher. The charter schools and magnet schools are controversial in a lot of smaller towns because they feel a lot of their students are being plucked off and for these charter and magnet schools.
And I think part of the reason they do better is because generally a parent that puts his or her daughter or son in a charter school is probably more involved in education to begin with.
Oh, I don't think there's any question.
So, do your
own. Not necessarily, not to say that the parents in the other schools
aren't. No, I'm not
saying
that at all.
But I think you're 100% right.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.